Washington, the prescription shop on State Street in Washington, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated, the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, and our home center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. McDonald's of Washington. Apply today to join the winning team at McDonald's. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Andalou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Now, Washington Hatchet Sports on WAMW.
It's a wet field and a humid night, which means it's soccer time. From the Sports Complex in Washington, I'm Dwayne Shake alongside the voice of Hatchet Soccer, Monty Critchlow, ready to kick off the 2018-2019 season. And Monty, while we got Coach up here, Coach Evan Stahl is with us. Let's get a few comments from him during our pregame coverage. Hey, Evan, let's play some soccer. What do you say?
It's about time. I'm ready. We're ready. It's exciting. Hopefully the rain will hold off and we'll have a good game.
Coach, you had your first year last year, and it had a little turbulence in getting yourself righted. Now that you've had a full year under your belt, do you feel like your kids are buying into your style of play? I know you've got a different style, and it takes a little while to get that instituted.
Yeah, I do. We kind of started implementing it last year, but I really think we had a really good summer, and we're ready. I think everyone knows what's expected, the style we want to play. The formation, we're flexible. We have a lot of guys that can play multiple positions, and we've worked on two different ones, one with four backs, one with three backs, but we're ready. We've had a really good summer. We've worked on both, so I'm excited to see it in action tonight.
Now, you got a couple of big shoes to fill out there on the field. Evan Francis, goalkeeper, and Luis Perez, who was, I believe, your leading scorer for the last couple of years. Who do you see, and they also provided leadership, who else do you see stepping into that role?
Yeah, well, we're fortunate. We have Bryce Browning in goal. He's a senior this year. He's been with Evan for 3 years, so he's learned a lot. We did get him a decent amount of playing time last year for being a number two, but he's ready to step up, and he's been a pretty good leader for us this summer. Also, we've got Caleb Tabor. He's also in the back. He's going to be a senior. He's really stepped up his leadership role this year. Up front, replacing, you mentioned Luis, also Solomon Davis, who was the leading scorer last year. Kevin Serrano, a senior that's kind of been behind those guys. I expect a big year out of him in terms of production, goals, and assists. Daniel Cardona, Carlos Rodas are going to play a lot of attacking mid, some forward. And then you got a crease. Everyone knows about a crease there in the middle. He's going to kind of run the show, dictate things. But we have a very deep team, too. We're old. We got juniors, a lot of juniors, a decent class of seniors. Everyone knows what's expected, like I said, and I'm expecting a good year for us.
Coach, I know you're busy. We got to let you get back down to the field, but I do want to talk just briefly about field conditions. It has we've seen a lot of rain today. I see some wet spots out there. Is that going to play havoc with tonight's game?
It could. You know, rain is one of those equalizers for teams. It may hinder us a little. I don't think it will. The style we want to play could prevent. I mean, the ball's going to move quicker. It's going to be slick out there. The biggest thing, my concern, is defensively. Offensively, I don't think it'll bother us really, but defensively, those balls are going to skip. You'll get some funky bounces. It's a little soggy out there. I walk the field, but it shouldn't play. Hopefully, it won't play a big part.
And about this Forest Park team tonight, what do you know about them?
You know what? Not a lot. We went down there last year. We took care of them, but it's a new year. You know, I've not heard a lot about them. Obviously, first game for both of us, so I don't have anything to go on other than last year. They were a decent team last year. They possessed a little bit against us. So I'm expecting a good, hard-fought battle like they always give us.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate your time. Let's get a win and open this season with a nice W this evening.
Thanks, guys.
All right, when we come back, we'll talk more with Monty Critchlow. Set the scene for the tip-off. It's varsity only tonight from the Sports Complex. We'll be back in 3 minutes, Washington and Forest Park, Boys High School Soccer, on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my shelter insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
For details, see me, John Gear, in Washington.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
After working hard for many years, it's frustrating when your health forces you to file for Social Security Disability. And who should you call to assist you with your claim?
Tim Dent.
You know someone who called that number on the late night TV ad, but it turned out they weren't much help. A friend hired someone who said they were a certified representative, but not an attorney. That didn't turn out very well either. Go with a proven winner. Local attorney Tim Dant has 30 years experience and has helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors obtain their Social Security disability benefits. Call 812-254-1419.
Tim Dant.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. Kids in your neighborhood are returning to school and waiting for buses each morning and getting off the bus each afternoon. It also means there will be more traffic around town during these times. Please keep this in mind as you travel. Watch for the kids and the buses. Accidents happen every day when we least expect them. Please be careful. These children are the future of our community.
Freddy Energy in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
The Ram Truck Summer Clearance Event is heating up even more at the Washington Chrysler Center. Choose a Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with savings up to $13,500, now priced at under $39,000. Deals like never before to make room for the new models coming in. With the pulling power of the Hemi engine, the Ram Truck will tow your camper or boat while you enjoy spacious comfort in the front, plus plenty of room for hauling in the bed. The Summer Clearance Event ends soon. Don't miss this great savings event now during the Summer Clearance Sale at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Hatchet pregame coverage tonight in the opening game of the boys' soccer season presented by John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. I'm Dwayne Shake along with Monty Critchlow ready for a varsity kickoff tonight. Washington hosting Forest Park on a wet field here at the Sports Complex. Monty, we talked to Coach a little bit about that. There are some soft spots in places out there. It was not a torrential downpour, but it was a steady rain this afternoon. As of game time right now, a crystal blue clear sky, pretty white clouds, and we might be okay to get this one in, not too much more rain this evening, hopefully.
Yeah, I think so, and it will affect play somewhat until the players adjust to it. A shot low is going to really pick up speed when it skips, so who knows, a defender slips and suddenly you have a different game.
The Prescription for Success brought to you by The Prescription Shop, your hometown pharmacy located on State Street in Washington. A new season, Monty. We haven't had a chance to see much yet. What do you think about a key for a Hatchet victory tonight?
Well, I watched them scrimmage a couple of times, and it's difficult. I saw them against Jasper, and it's difficult to really pick up what's on the field because I'm sure Coach is hiding a few things from Jasper. But all in all, that was a pretty strong group of seniors that graduated last year, but I believe with the strength of the younger players pushing the older players, I believe this team may have a chance to be even stronger. Of course, the last year's team got to the regional where they ran into eventual state champ Evansville Memorial, had a 2-0 lead in the first half early, but fell to them 6-3, and that was one loaded team. I believe they, talking to the parents, there were at least four Division I players on that team.
Wow.
So it was a powerhouse and it was a tough way to end, but it does show you that Washington, you know, can get out there and give it to the best of them. This team is inexperienced pretty much. It's you never know what you have until you put it out there against competition. Not real sure of the quality of the competition tonight, but opening game is opening game.
We'll see what happens. We'll take another two-minute timeout as our pregame coverage continues and come back with more and the varsity kickoff right after this. You're listening to Hatchet Soccer on WAMW.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Mix and match two of your favorites at McDonald's for only $3.50, like a sausage McMuffin with egg and a sweet tea. At participating McDonald's for a limited time, cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Hi, I'm John Newton at the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington, your auto owner's insurance agent. In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with another state, another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance and the Donaldson Insurance Agency in Washington. Call for a free quote today at 812-254-4668.
Back here at the Sports Complex, and Monty, before we get to the starting lineups and our kickoff tonight, we'd be remiss without giving a shout-out to the Booster Club. I know Sarah Browning is here, one of the members of the Booster Club for the boys team. Look at those beautiful benches over there, now under roof. That's a great addition here to the soccer field.
I don't think Coach was asking for rain, but I know he'll be glad when it does rain to be under that shelter. Yeah, it looks very nice.
They look great. And was there some work? Did I understand some work maybe to the ground as well, the grass over the summer months?
Well, I just think they, you know, we didn't really have a drought over the summer, and they did keep the water going. So, I mean, the field looks great. It is sodded. And, it, you know, on a field like this, if players have an extra long cleat, that's what they'd be wearing tonight, as opposed to a shorter, more like an indoor cleat. Some of them have them, some of them don't, but whoever stays on their feet is definitely going to be a plus.
You've been anticipating the start of this season for some time, Monty, and I know you're excited about what this team brings to the field this year.
Yeah, there's some. I've watched these kids since they were about 10 or 12 years old, and this is a phenomenal group. I'm talking about the sophomore and junior class, and there's some extremely good talent in there. You never know how it'll blend together. They have to learn to play according to the style that Evan wants, but Evan likes that short possession game, and that's their forte, so I'm anxious to see how it goes.
We're moments away from the starting lineups for both teams and our opening kickoff here from the Gwaltney Sports Complex and the soccer field. It's Washington and Forest Park tonight, the kickoff for both teams of the high school soccer season. And this begins a busy weekend, as tomorrow we'll go to the football field for the opener for the Hatchet football team, as the football team will be in action taking on Boonville tomorrow night. Sorry, I got distracted there by the horn. The football team tomorrow night at the Hatchet Hollow to kick off the season. 8 o'clock versus Boonville, 7:45 airtime here on WAMW. But first things first, let's get a soccer win. As is tradition, both teams coming out to the field, they'll march to midfield, Monty, and line up facing the crowd for these formal introductions.
Three very familiar referees to Washington fans. I'll not give their names because we don't want you looking them up. But
and no phone numbers unless needed later.
Unless the mood strikes me.
And we're going now to the public address announcer, Sarah Browning, for the opening lineups.
Now for your starting lineups. First for the visiting team, the Forest Park Rangers. 0, Zach Wall. Number 1, Krishna Legria. Number 5, J.D. Kerber. Number 7, Hunter Helming. Number 9, Tyler Berger. Number 10, Logan Englert. Number 15, Austin Clifton. Number 17, Evan Treader. Number 19, Griffin Flowers. Number 20, Garrett Yoakum. And number 22, Zach Hope. Now for the starting lineup for your Washington Hatchets. In goal, number 1, Bryce Browning. Number 2, Akris Revolorio. Number 4, Grant Niehaus. Number 6, Mac Heacock. Number 7, Kevin Serrano. Number 9, Jacob Davis. Number 10, Daniel Cardona. Number 11, Carlos Rodas. Number 15, Heido Sanchez. Number 16, Caleb Tabor. And number 17, Brady Hill.
Your starting lineups for both teams, again, here tonight for the kickoff of the varsity boys soccer season with Washington and Forest Park. When we come back, it's the opening play right after this two-minute timeout on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Gill Funeral Home has been entrusted to be the first choice for families in this community since 1872. Gill Funeral Home is proud to embrace traditional values, diversity, and innovation in honoring the spirit and life of each person they serve with flexible pricing to fit every family's budget. For more information, visit their website or call Jennifer Wheeler for a no-obligation appointment. Gill Funeral Home of Washington. Find out what makes Gill Funeral Home unique.
The Ford 2018 Model Year Sales Event is going on right now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. New 19s are arriving daily, so the 18s have to go. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 in cash on a 2018 Ford Explorer, Escape, and an Edge. Plus, no payments for 90 days. The deals are hot, hot, hot at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
See dealer for details.
At McAllister Machinery in Washington, we know you work hard to keep your farm producing as much as possible. After all, it's your livelihood. At McAllister Machinery, we offer quality farm equipment to do the best job it can for you. With staff available 24 hours to help if you do have a problem, not to mention quick parts replacement service. Make McAllister Machinery part of your team. McAllister Machinery, your local Caterpillar dealer, corner of Sunnyside Road and US 50 in Washington.
Welcome back to the Sports Complex. I'm Dwayne Shake alongside Monty Critchlow, and it's game time. Monty, Hatchet's in the black, trimmed in gold. Forest Park in the white, trimmed in green. Here on a wet field for a Thursday night of boys high school soccer. Varsity only this evening. Coach Evan Stahl in his second year with the program. Excited to get the season started, Monty. I think that's what we gathered from him in our pregame chat.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is the air's cleared, and he's had a year to work with these kids even over in the off season. And Evan is a worker. He was out working them in the spring and the summer, and he's anxious. One point of that's different, and for being a colorblind person, Duane, I noticed this and you didn't, but the IHSA now is determining that the home team will wear the colors and the visitors will wear the white. So this will be a...
Wow, that is true.
Constant through the season. So
in all sports, I assume, huh?
Well, I don't know. I could be. They may have made that apply to all the sports.
I'll be darned. Just got to change something, don't we? Tonight's game brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. And the Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. The summer clearance event underway at Ram Trucks at the Washington Chrysler Center. Your starting lineups tonight presented by Boyd Grain in Washington. Boyd Grain, always proud to back our local athletes and the Washington Hatchets. And Monty Critchlow, we're underway.
Game starts, and Forest Park has moved the ball inside the hatchet half, trying to control something out there about 30 yards from the goal mouth. Hatchet's trying to gain some control, a little space, so they drop it back. Team with possession will do that, and that's really the mark between a good team and a not-so-good team is the ability to control the ball and move it where you want it.
You did highlight a couple of holes from last year's squad, Monty, and some big shoes to fill. But I tell you, and Coach Dahl thinks he's got the guys to do that. He mentioned Kevin Serrano and also a crease. A crease is one we're going to really watch for this year.
There's a shot on goal. Breaking through the middle was Kevin Serrano, and I know the coach had mentioned his name is going to be one to try to take the big scoring shoes of Luis Perez. He had a shot. The goalkeeper made a nice save on it. And it'll be a throw-in for the Hatchets right here underneath this midfield.
Washington playing Forest Park at home tonight. The Hatchet Classic coming up on Saturday. Lots of soccer here at the Sports Complex all day Saturday.
Tabor with the header, brings it outside wide to Hill. Hill trying to work that width, but can't quite do it. But the Hatchets are in a battle for the ball at the top of the box. Rivalario trying to wind up for a shot, loses the ball. Gained it back, still holding. The ball inside to a crease. He touches inside a defender. He's one-on-one. And
oh, wow.
I'd have swore he had a shot on that, but the goalkeeper was laying square on the field, and it was knocked out of bounds.
Hatchets with momentum early, no doubt about it. They're attacking. They want the first point on the board with just 2 minutes gone. Still scoreless right now here at the Sports Complex.
Corner kick for the Hatchets. Evelario brings the ball in about the PK spot. It's headed up high. The goalkeeper's got it. Bringing it out to the box for the punt out. Just looking at Forest Park in the old days, and when I say the old days, Duane, I'm talking 15 years ago, Forest Park had what looked to be an offensive line across the back. I mean, those were big kids. These kids look like sons of those guys. Oh, there's a and shot and goal. Wow. That was Serrano slipping inside the right back and cracking one from about 8 yards out.
There was no chance for Zach Wall to come up with that one. That was a bullet right through the hands of, well, actually, Wall did get a hand on it, but he tipped it right into the goal. But again, at 37-27, no chance to stop that one. The Hatchets, as they won, a draw first blood. They lead 1-0 now on our A&R Home Center scoreboard. The first goal of the season is in. Monty, breathe. Breathe easy now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't say breathe easy, but breathe a little easier, I guess we'll say.
A little easier. As I was saying, just to put an emphasis on my words, Forest Park looks fairly small. I mean, for a high school team, they look very small.
Unfortunately, no.
Here's Revolario up the middle. He's at the edge of the box. He's trying to work it through, but there's a lot of white bodies back there.
No JV squad for Forest Park tonight, so we're varsity only. That's the reason for the early start here this evening.
Tabor trying to maneuver through traffic. He's got three people on him. Brings it back to Jairo Sanchez. Now the ball swung to the right.
One thing I see early is the patience from this Washington team. Precise passing, finding the open players. Communicating well, too, on the field so far early on.
Yeah, they're going to need to because they have some... as the girls do, have some tough games early.
There's
in the
another
schedule.
Goal for
oh
Serrano.
Gosh.
Serrano caught Zach Wall coming out to try to meet him, and he just made him pay for that one. 2-0, Hatchets, just like that.
Exactly 1 minute later.
36-27 to play in the first half on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. It's all Washington. They have no matchup for Serrano so far here tonight.
No, and I don't think they have enough size to lay any bodies on anybody. So it could be a long night for them. But, you know, the important thing for Washington is to work their pattern of play out. Even if you're up by a bunch of goals and they're only up two right now but looking to go up more, is to work, try to get reads from the players so they know where they're going to be, teammates going to be in a certain situation. There's a ball played down deep in Washington that's cleared out for a throw-in for Forest Park.
Well, the whole second team is still on the bench for the Hatchet, so we may see some of those younger players, some of the junior varsity players, get some varsity time if this progresses at this pace, which would not be a bad thing since there was no JV contest tonight.
Right, right.
Tonight's game coverage brought to you by A&R Home Center. More than just a hardware store.
Davis plays to Rebelario, to Hill. Now Hill plays up the right side looking for Carlos Rodas, finds him. Now the change of direction, the ball's a diagonal ball through the middle. It's recovered by Serrano. Now he plays out here to Jacob Davis, who loses the ball. It's a nice defensive play, and Forest Park clears it back to midfield. 1-1 battle with Mac Heacock here. Mac wins it. Sanchez, Tabor. Boy, is he quick. I tell you, that Tabor family, I don't know what they eat for breakfast, but holy mackerel.
It seems like we've had a Tabor on this soccer team how many years now?
The ball's being worked inside.
One of those former players now coaching on the coaching staff.
Yeah, Brad, yep. All right, it's going to be a throw-in for Washington. Sanchez moves up from his left back spot. Washington started with four backs, but I think the coach was looking to move somebody forward. There's a header on goal, but it's pretty weak, and the goalkeeper scoops it up. It's going to return on the punt.
I got to go back to the color change. That is interesting why they just decide all of a sudden to make the home team the dark team now when it comes to uniforms.
It could be something like you said. It could be they're going to do that for all sports, which kind of makes sense. Doesn't it?
Yeah. What you said, Monty.
Rebelario working his way through two, three players. He finally loses the ball, but boy, that quickness is something. Now Forest Park on a counter. They're trying to play the ball up long. Just don't have enough numbers. It's going to be a hazard throw.
The Washington girls kicked off their season last weekend, and boy, that's always a tough opener for the girls. Coach Chapman with the Castle in town. Boy, they're, you know, anytime you face a Castle team, you're up for a big challenge, and Castle did win in the girls' game.
Yeah, that was a tough one to start with. Here's a ball. Jacob Davis trying to settle it, but it's cleared outside. Sanchez steps up. Now it's back into the goal area. It's loose. It's cleared back, but it's back at the top of the box. Davis plays the ball through, but Serrano didn't read him, so it's going to be knocked back to midfield. Sanchez up, trying to make a run up the left side. Trying to turn the corner, now he feeds it. Nobody there. Those are the things that they need to work on as far as being able to read each other and play like that, because when you're playing somebody with quickness and size, you're not going to have much time, or you may only get a few shots in a game.
7 minutes in, Washington up to a lead 2-0 here on the A&R Home Center scoreboard in the first half of play in the boys' varsity opener for the soccer season.
Forest Park trying to make some pretty nice passes through the middle. Finally, Rebelario trying to get a hold of it. Can't do it. The ball's played up here into Hatchet territory.
Yeah, so far it's been all Washington in control here tonight.
Yeah, well, Forest Park will get a couple of touches on the ball, but they can't quite move it to where they want to. And so here comes Washington again. Tabor bursting through the middle of the field, and he plays it long now. There's the ball played inside to Serrano. He touches it past the defender. He's going to have a shot. He knocked down. It looked like a handball, but who's counting, right? It's going to be a corner kick. No, I'm sorry, a goal kick.
Crowd still filing in again. An early game tonight here at the Sports Complex, varsity only. Dwayne Chaik with Monty Critchlow on your Thursday, bringing you Hatchet Boys Soccer as the 18-19 high school sports season is officially on the air on WAM WFM Washington.
A nice header at midfield. Oh, there's a beautiful pass from Rodas right up to Davis. Davis fires a shot, and it's in the goal. Wow, that was made by that pass. Beautiful.
31-47 mark here in the first half of play, and give Jacob Davis that goal unassisted as he punches it through, and the Hatchets now lead 3-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. All Washington so far here tonight.
Well, Jacob had some good instruction from his older brother, Solomon, and that's one of the key players they would really, really be missing. He was their leading scorer last year, but I think where he's going to be missed is the ability to set players up. Once again, Washington moving. Serrano, Rodas playing the ball right over the top, playing it back to Cardona, but Cardona can't quite reach it, and it's going to be a goal kick coming out.
Solomon, one of those players, though, Monty, that, as you know, that literally played the sport year-round. He traveled to Vegas and all over playing soccer.
He did.
And I'm not sure, but I assume he's probably playing somewhere at the next level.
He is. I'm trying to think who that might be. I think it might be, didn't he go to Wabash on a football scholarship as a kicker?
Something. 10 minutes gone.
Sanchez trying to work through traffic, plays at Revolario at midfield.
3-0 in favor of the Hatchets.
Forest Park. That was Hunter helming for the Rangers. Here's the ball squirting through, but it's cleared out by the Hatchets. Sanchez clears it all the way back to midfield. It's going to be a throw-in for Forest Park.
Game coverage tonight brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI coverage you can count on. It also brought to you by your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. Proud to back the Washington Hatchets.
Hatchets are looking for the classic this weekend. They'll bring a couple of teams in and play two games on Saturday.
That's always a great tournament. They do a nice job of really bringing in some good quality opponents in that tournament.
Yes, they do, and I don't know who they've got lined up, but it's usually somebody that's ranked. By the way, the rankings did come out today, and the Hatchets are number 6 in 2A ball.
And there are three classes now, is that right?
Yes. There's a ball played up here. Revolaro trying to make a breakthrough. He does. Clears that last back. Now he plays the ball right in front of the goal. It's an offside call. That was a close one.
Man, that was well played, too.
It was.
I like that combination, Monty. We're going to see that throughout the year. There's no doubt about that.
I think what Coach Stahl wants and what he's got are interchangeable parts. You never know who's going to make that run. It could very easily have been, at that time, it was Rodas. Could have been Cardona, Davis, Revolario. It could even be Caleb Tabor coming up from the back. So whoever has the advantage will take it, and that's what you want. You never know where it's going to come from.
One thing you do know about Hatchet soccer year in and year out, they're quick. They're well-trained in the off season.
It's from touching that ball a lot. There's Serrano inside. Now he cracks the ball and just missed it. He had actually placed the ball past a skidding goalkeeper, and the angle he took, unfortunately, the ball went wide right.
Substitutions coming in now for the Hatchets. Lance Roach will check in. Also, Brock Melton entering the lineup now, giving Mac Heacock a break, and it looks like Serrano will also sit down for a breather.
You normally carry about 18 players on the squad. Normally, you go about 16 deep. I think that's the target that Coach Stahl wants. He wants 16 players that can contribute and not have any let-up in the pressure or the level of play.
The rain left behind the humidity. It's just a humid. Close is what my mother always uses, the word close. It's close out there. But there is a breeze as we look at the flag there behind the goal on Washington's side. It is blowing out.
Yes, thankful for that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Crease one-on-one out here on the left side. Loses the ball. Rangers trying to recover. But I tell you what, the quickness of Washington is really giving them problems. They can't quite hold the ball more than two touches. Now, once again, Revolario now chips the ball right over the top. He's found Serrano, but it skids right past. He's broken past. It keepers out, and it's a goal for Washington. I don't see a flag up, so that was just I think the goalkeeper slipped when he came out. Again, that pitch is a little soggy underneath, and that time made him pay.
Washington scores now at the 27-22 mark. On the A&R Home Center scoreboard, the Hatchets now lead 4-0 here at the Sports Complex. Noah Durnell coming into the lineup for the Hatchets. And it looks like also Carlos Rodas has re-entered now for Washington.
Once again, the quickness of Washington is just there's just no answer to it by Forest Park. There's a foul on Washington. First foul of the evening, actually.
27 minutes to play. First half rolling right along here, and the Hatchets cruising in control. They have a 4-0 lead in the opener of the boys' soccer season tonight. We'll have select boys' and girls' soccer games for you throughout the regular season. And, of course, the postseason tournament. All the games right here on WAMW, your home for the Hatchets. And, you know, Monty, we talk about the postseason tournament here in the first game of the season because it approaches quick-like, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I was just getting ready to say you get to Labor Day and you're almost halfway through the season. And, you know, August, the dog days of August, it's so hot. It's difficult for teams to get peak conditioning when it's, you know, 90-plus outside. And so the cool days of late September and the tournament. Here's a ball played over the top. It's going to be a one-on-one battle. Niehaus is back there and clears the ball out wide. It'll be a throw-in for the Rangers. But, yes, when you finally get to the end of the season and the air clears a little bit, you got to have your injuries healed and your team playing to peak performance.
Substitution, Jace Beaker, a senior, coming in now for the Forest Park Rangers. As the whistle's blown, I'm not sure what that call was.
May have made the throw. He made the throw too far up the field.
Tonight's game coverage brought to you by the Donaldson Insurance Agency. As always with Donaldson's, your number one, Freddie Energy. Freddie Energy is fueling your everyday life. And by McDonald's Restaurant of Washington. Apply to join the winning team today at your neighborhood McDonald's.
Foul on Washington, a good 38 yards to the right of the goal post.
15 minutes in here in the first half. Washington in control. They're leading 4-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Ball tipped wide. Browning got his hands on it, but he played it wide. It's probably a good idea being as wet as it is. You never know how wet that ball is. And by the way, this ball is a Wilson Forte. It's a second season for it. And when I picked it up, I thought it felt hard. It's got kind of grips, little grippy things on it. They say that during cold weather, it really serves to get a better grip on the ball, but it feels really heavy. I'm telling you, I don't think I'd want to go up and head that baby.
That's the man that knows right there, guys. That's why he's one of the best in the business. That's good insight, Monty. The average person, that adds something to the element of the game. You've got to adjust. And second year for this, you say, right?
Yes.
When it gets colder, that's going to play a whole different element into the game. It really
is. There's Niehaus climbing the ladder. Nice header all the way, another 30 yards or so. There's, again, Revolario with that quickness, pushing the ball past two players. He's got out here on the left side, holding, looking for somebody to fill the gaps on the inside. Can't find anybody, and here comes the Forest Park. Sanchez up from his left back spot, giving pressure. It's won by Tabor over here to Revolario. Touch back to Davis. Kreese now plays the ball wide right over here to Hill. Inside to Rodas. He plays the ball wide to the right. And here's a cross. It's a low driver, but it's knocked down and cleared out by Forest Park. Sanchez trying to play it through. Can't quite get it through the white shirts. It is different calling here at home, calling the white shirts the visitors.
Yeah. That'll take some adjusting, especially if it goes through all sports, which I got to assume it is. It's kicked out of bounds. Forest Park has it, and they're scoring part of the field now.
One of the points of emphasis, I've been talking to several referees, points of emphasis by the IHSAA, and they always have certain rules they want to emphasize. Two things. One, physical play. And the other is language. They're not going to tolerate a lot of discussion of their calls from the bench or on the field. And they want to enforce the rules the same for the girls and the boys. So the idea that the girls will get somehow softer calls should be gone by the wayside. There's a ball played through inside. Forest Park going to have their first shot. He drives it wide right. Now the quick cross, Browning with the touch over the top of the bar. It's going to be a corner kick for Forest Park.
That's the first shot on goal, though, for Forest Park, their first actual chance at the goal, and that was a pretty good run.
It was.
22 minutes on the clock in the first half. If you're just joining us from the Sports Complex, Washington in control leading 4-0 in this varsity opener on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. Our game coverage tonight brought to you by Myers LP Gas, located at Highway 57 North in Washington.
There's a ball, a one-hopper right to Browning. Not much pressure on it. And instead of punting it, he makes a Fred Flintstone sling out of the goal all the way down to the other end. And the goalkeeper finally clears the ball out of bounds.
That was an arm.
That was a discus throw, wasn't it? Wow.
Game coverage also brought to you tonight by Ace's Restaurant. They're inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road, offering great lunch and dinner specials 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club. Looks like Brady Hill coming back into the lineup now for Washington, giving Jacob Davis a breather with 21 minutes to go in the first half.
Hill has switched to this left side now. There's no Durnell. Nice cross. It's tipped over by the goalkeeper. It's a one-on-one battle down here with Hill. Hill's got control of it. Now he drops it back here to Sanchez. Sanchez touches it inside. Now he brings it right to the middle of the goal. It's loose, cleared out by Forest Park. But there's Tabor. Like a vacuum cleaner. Now he fires a quick shot. It's a one-hopper, and it really had some speed on it. But it was a one-hopper right to the goalkeeper, and he buries himself on it.
Halfway through the first half, Monty, this is a good place to take a breather. We'll take a quick two-minute timeout. We'll be back with more soccer from the Sports Complex after this on WAMW. Get your teams together. It's time to sign up for the Fall Bowling Leagues at the Kingpin Bowling Center in Washington. The Wednesday night Men's Commercial League starts on August 15th. Thursday night Men's Rebels League begins August 16th. The Women's Thursday night Lassies will start Thursday, August 16th. Tuesday afternoon Senior League begins August 14th. And the Sunday night Mixed League is set for August 19th. For more details, just follow the Kingpin Bowling Center on Facebook or call 812-254-0632.
This is Andy Arvin of Adley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. That's not just a slogan. It's our mission and our greatest priority at Adley Mortuary. We are proud to announce our Adley Mortuary North Chapel, located on the corner of Viola and Highway 57 North. You will now have two locations to choose from, Adley Mortuary North Chapel and our downtown chapel on Meridian Street. Adley Mortuary is the only locally owned and operated funeral home in Davis County, caring for you when you need the care the most.
Summer means vacations. Heller's Lawn Care can take care of your lawn while you're away. No worries. Schedule vacation mowing, watering, or general lawn maintenance so you can relax. This is also the time for grub control to get rid of those pesky moles. Whether it's trimming shrubs, landscape design, or lawn cleanup, call Heller's 812-610-0055. Heller's looks forward to giving you the best lawn on the block.
During our commercial break, Monty, the Hatchets build on that lead on an excellent header there by Grant Niehaus. Beautiful set up there for Washington. They now lead 5-0.
Well, you know, if you're going to head the ball, you always want to get power on it. And by that, I mean, oh, here's Durnell firing a shot inside. Nice run. It's a one-on-one. Goalkeeper dives on the ball, but he hit that thing with power. It was served nicely by somebody out here on the left wing. I think it was Hill. But Niehaus got all of that.
Right in front of the goal.
It's just like somebody hits a home run. And they get all the wood on the ball.
Right in the fat of the bat. Well, this
yes, sir.
Case, right on the
he got it.
Meat of the head, I guess
yeah,
is what you would
don't
say.
Don't say the fat of the head.
I didn't say that.
It's not a term in soccer.
5-0. If you're just joining us, the Hatchets in control in their home opener here at the Sports Complex tonight against the Forest Park Rangers. IHSAA boys soccer action on WAMW.
It's another ball through and offside calls made. One of the things I noticed is that the Hatchets are almost overpassing. By that, they're sharing the ball so much, they're passing up some shots. And you know what? And this early in the season, that's okay. I kind of like to see that because that means everybody's looking out for each other and they're always trying to make the right pass. and they'll learn when to take those and when not to. But that's a good, unselfish
trait. I don't think I've ever met a selfish Hatchet soccer team, Money. I can't recall one in our years of calling games.
Players or teams?
Teams.
Yeah, right. Because those players, I mean, those teams wouldn't exist.
Good point. Forest Park trying their best just to break it through midfield. They had one good run at it so far, and that's been it. It's been Washington in control here tonight. If you're just joining us again, 5-0 in favor of the Hatchets on the A&R Home Center scoreboard with 17 and a half minutes to play, first half.
There'll be a throw-in for the Hatchets far side. A couple more subs coming in.
Matt Heacock returning for the Hatchets. And number 10 for Forest Park, that's Logan Englert returning to the lineup for the Rangers. Looks like number 1 also checking back in.
Throw in, it's headed back. A little bit of a scrum over there on the far side.
Christian Alegria.
Just not a lot of room to work. Hatchett's doing a good job of smothering the ball. Here's another break up the left side. Hill inside the box. Now he centers the ball. Here's a quick shot. Caroms off of a white player. Forest Park rolls out. Rolls out. Hats a throw. It's going to be Lance Rhodes. Now he's developed a really awesome weapon in that throw in. Lance is a big guy anyway, and his upper arms are really strong. And here's the throw, and it's whoom, right inside at the spot. It's still loose. Hatchett's trying to control it. The chip right to the middle, right on the spot. Forest Park, however, booms the ball back to midfield. But the Hatchett's there waiting. It's back and forth. It's going to be Hatchett's throw.
McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington, a proud sponsor of our Hatchett's soccer tonight. Also, the Kingpin Bowling Center. And the Kingpin Restaurant. Enjoy great family fun at the Kingpin Bowling Center. Rock and Bowl every Friday and Saturday night.
Brady Hill working this left side. Another throw in for the Hatchets down deep. Again, 5-0 with 15 minutes in the first half. The Hatchets have definitely owned this field. But what you're looking for now is, again, the continuity of play. You don't want any let up. You want the effort there. And so far, there is no let up.
Forest Park not deep on the bench. Looks like only about 2 subs that they can go to. Well, down on numbers a little bit this year.
Yep.
No JV squad. Coach mentioned a couple players that didn't make the trip with them, too. So, not sure if that's injuries or what's going on there.
They may have been sick for this game. There's a quick ball inside. Again, and Noah Durnell is, he's not had a lot of time on the field up front, but he's showing some real recognition on movement. He had a nice cross there a few minutes ago. Hatchett's with the throw. And again, every time I see the field, I'm looking at the size difference in and I don't think the Hatchets are especially big team, but they tower over this Forest Park squad. Throw in Forest Park. Could kick that breeze up a little bit, couldn't we?
It'd be all right, wouldn't it?
Wow.
Concession stand in full swing here. It's like, you know, you can't come to the game without some popcorn and hot dogs and all that good stuff. And support those concessionaires. So whatever sporting event you may be going to, concessions are a big part of the Booster Club fundraising throughout the year.
The ball here to Hill, wide open, fires a shot, wide right. Again, that was started with Noah Durnell's control and movement up that right side. He centered it inside to, I think it was Serrano, and then he took the shot. But that was an open goal on the left side.
We're at the 13-and-a-half-minute mark now. Washington 5, Forest Park nothing. Tonight's game coverage brought to you by the Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, They are the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets.
Again, it's just wave after wave of hatchet runs at the goal. There's a long throw up the right side. Rodas seeking to gain control. He gets decked for his effort, and the ball's played back to midfield, but the Hatchets head it back deep, and there is some call. It looks like a foul, maybe?
The Rangers just haven't been able to find the answer right now against this tough Hatchet pressure.
Peacock making a play. Now the ball is played to the left.
Every time it appears the Rangers get a break, you see about three Hatchet players converge on the ball and shut it down.
There's a nice job by Cardona to corral that ball at midfield. Now he plays it up here on the right side. No help up there, so Forest Park, again, they can't make more than two passes in a row just about. Cardona over here to Hill. He fires the ball back to the center. Durnell trying to make a play on it. Can't quite do it. And the ball rolls off for a goal kick.
Substitution coming in now for Washington. Number 19 checking in for the Hatchets.
Brock Melton.
I don't think that's Brock. I think they've switched jerseys on us. I'm not sure who that is.
All right, ball put back in play. We're approaching 11-minute mark, first half. Hatchets up 5-0, threatening to score again. This time the shot ricochets off of a defender and rolls right to the keeper, and he'll play it back. Bangs the ball well past midfield. It's a nice kick. Goes out here on the left side, and here at Forest Park with their first run into the goal area. And that's that player that we didn't name in the introduction, Connor Neese. Connor loses it, and here comes Durnell steaming up the right side, 2v2. He plays it back to the middle. Washington still controlling the ball here at midfield. There's a long shot, about 28 yards out. I believe that was Cardona, right?
Yep. 10.5 minutes to go, first half of play. Moving right along here. Washington leading 5-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard.
Daniel's not very tall. However, looking at the speed and velocity of that ball, he really got all of himself on it.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow night for Hatchet Football from Hatchet Hollow. We'll be tailgating starting at 6:30 with Noble Roman's Pizza and Soft Drinks before the big game.
There's a shot.
Nice stop there. Nice save by the goalkeeper for Forest Park. That was not an easy one to knock down.
No, I failed in my keeping track of the saves on that goalkeeper. He's had a bunch of them. Once again, Hatchet's breaking past Forest Park's backs. Ball's played a nice 1-2 right inside, and there's an offside call, I believe, on Washington.
I think Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. Also the Crane Federal Credit Union banking on a Hatchet victory. And the Edley Mortuary caring for you when you need the care the most. Hatchet's in control tonight. Getting ready for the Hatchet Classic, JV and Varsity Saturday here at home. It's underway at 9:15 Saturday morning. It's a full day of lots of soccer. So if you're a fan of the sports, you just want to come camp out, bring your lawn chair, or grab a bleacher seat and enjoy the day.
Don't forget the suntan lotion.
Need that too. Washington starts with a nice three-game homestand. They're home tonight, home Saturday, and then home again on Tuesday with the Vincennes Lincoln Alices coming at a Big 8 Conference showdown.
And it picks up after Hoosier Cup. Of course, Hoosier Cup should be better competition, but then they'll be facing Mater Dei, who is ranked number 4 in 2A. Mount Carmel, Gibson Southern, and Boonville, Princeton, and then they played Jasper, Heritage Hills, Gibson Southern, and Evansville Harrison in the last several games. So that's a good build-up for the tournament. Another offside call on Washington.
8 minute mark to go. Let's take a quick 1 minute timeout. Again, the Hatchets leading 5-0 here at the Sports Complex. We'll be back in 1 minute on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Kyle Cornelius, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Nobody likes to think about their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Kyle Cornelius, at Farm Bureau Insurance in Washington, 254-3514.
Pepsi is proud to be the trusted beverage partner of Washington High School and Hatchet's Athletics. PepsiCo is the parent company of such iconic brands as Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew, Mist Twist, 7-Up, Gatorade, Aquafina, Propel, Tropicana, Lipton, and Naked. Pepsi Beverages Company in Elberfeld strives to be the lifetime Pepsi beverage distributor of our area schools and athletic programs. When you're needing a beverage that will always quench your thirst, reach for a cold Pepsi or Pepsi product.
Welcome back to the Sports Complex. Washington still in control here with 6:40 left to play first half, 5-0 in favor of the Hatchets.
Right down there in front of the goal area, and it's finally knocked to the wide side of the field. Forest Park does retain control of it, trying to work it out, but again, they get one, two touches, and that's it. Hatchets right back at them.
We got a player hobbled up for the Hatchets, and now...
Another offside call. That looks like Noah Durnell, I believe.
No, I think it's 16. Maybe
is that Taylor? Yeah.
Tabor. So we're going to see him sub out, get 10-2. Several subs coming for both teams. As the trainer Misty Petro returns from Davies Community Hospital's team, I'll tell you, that's been a nice partnership with Misty and the hospital, helping out all of the sports teams. Good to have someone like that on the sidelines.
And the emphasis last year was on concussions, as it was in all sports. And there, you have several in Indiana through the year in soccer, and it's a kind of a dangerous thing. You don't want anybody sent back out there that's not ready to go. And so it's good to have trainers on the field that can recognize what those symptoms are, because sometimes we coaches have so many things that we have to be aware of. We're not always aware of the health aspects of it.
Tonight's game brought to you by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, located at Highway 57 in Washington. Also by Sterling & Company Professional Corporation. Let them do your books. Main Street, downtown Washington.
Forest Park, trying to get three passes in a row and can't do it. Ball rolls back to the keeper, and he will make the return throw out.
Coming up on 5 minutes, first half, Washington 5, Forest Park 0. Hannah Lou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, always proud to back and support our area athletes. If you're looking for your next dream home, let Anna Lou do the footwork for you.
There's the throw in. Hatchets up the left side. Cardona giving chase. Ball rolls off, and it's going to be a Hatchet. Can't tell. Trying to lean out the window here. It's a short corner. Crease one-on-one out here. Now he brings the ball right back to the middle. And there's a ball that rolls out. It's going to be a throw-in for Forest Park. It's a handball.
Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited, also proud to be a part of tonight's soccer coverage. Charlie and the team do a great job of taking care of the Washington Radio Center.
It's swinging the ball around from left to right. Now losing it at midfield. And here's the ball played into the box, wide right. Sanchez giving chase. Finally gets called. Chewed it up a bit of turf down there. It's going to be a free kick for Forest Park. I don't have them with any fouls. How is that possible? It'll be a free kick now. It's just outside the box on the right. About a yard off the penalty area. Three-man wall for Washington. Looks like Forest Park sending everybody they can down here. Referee's marking off 10. Guess he doesn't have his shaving cream in his pocket, though. Huh? Mark that line. All right, here's a kick. He drills it low and hard, but it's headed nicely outside. Couldn't see who that was. I think that was Niehaus. There's a beautiful ball up the middle. It's a crease, one-on-one with the keeper. He touches it past the keeper. It's wide open. He touches it in for the goal.
That's just speed right there.
It's speed, and it was also set up very nicely by that ball.
Clock stops at 3:22 first half, and the Hatchets build on their lead. Now they lead 6-0 on the A&R Home Center scoreboard here at the Sports Complex. All Washington tonight, if you're just joining us. Good start for Coach Stahl and his Hatchet boys.
Well, it'll be another start. Forest Park trying to work through the middle, can't do it. Well, there's a foul on Washington.
Might have got one there, Monty.
A mystery foul.
Halftime show coming up in 3 minutes here on WAMW. We'll recap the first half stats, get you ready for the second half play.
Wow, what a boot. There's Lance Roach with the one-timer. It bounces twice, three times to the keeper.
Again, Forest Park just with no answer in the speed.
Oh, there's a nice, that could have been, no, not off. Okay. Ball play right in the middle. Sanchez over to clean the mess up and clears it out of bounds for a throw.
Bryce Browning, I think one save to his credit tonight. He's been kind of lonely down there so far in this first half. I don't want to jinx him, nothing. 2:20 left to go, 6-0 in favor of Washington.
There's the throw. It's headed, rolling out. And it's going to be a goal kick, Washington. We're approaching the two-minute mark. Hatchets up 6-0. It's been all Hatchets. It's been a powerful display of soccer here so far. And I know at this point that Coach Stahl definitely wants to keep the shutout. Wants to keep the scoreless minutes going. So we can't have any slip-up in the back, although Forest Park had an opportunity right there to maybe one more pass to shake somebody loose. Couldn't quite do it. And now Washington's rolling up the other side. Durnell trying to work down the right deep down near the corner flag. Got two players on him. Rolls out of bounds. It's going to be a corner. Chris Revelario is coming up to take the corner kick.
You're going to hear that name a lot this year.
Yeah. That's it. Send six players into the goal area. Here it is, right on the spot. Oh, there's Davis. A nice touch. Fires a shot. It was knocked down by players. A lot of crowd down deep. It's going to be another corner on this side, however, for the Hatchets.
Looks like they kind of look for the head of Niehaus when they get to that spot.
I see why after that first one. He really climbed that ladder. Here's another high looping ball. It's headed out finally by Forest Park.
Under a minute left to go, first half. Forest Park looking to just get it out of trouble.
Here's a touch wide.
Get out of this half.
Niehaus over there to play it.
6-0 on the scoreboard in favor of Washington. Again, the halftime show coming up.
30 seconds. It's probably going to be it for Forest Park. Makes a turn down here, wide left. There's three Hatchets all over him. Trying to work it through, can't do it. It's 18 seconds. It's going to be a quick corner kick. Hurrying, trying to set the thing up. Here's a quick kick. It's a low driver. Skips right to Browning in the goal area, and he's going to maybe just hold it. 4 seconds.
That'll do it for the first half of play here at the Gwaltney Sports Complex. On the opener for the Washington Hatchet boys soccer team, your first half score, the Washington Hatchets 6, Forest Park nothing. on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. We'll be back with our halftime show after this three-minute timeout on your Voice of the Hatchets, WAMW.
Backyard barbecues, hot showers, and three meals a day. What do these things have in common? LP Gas. This is Clara with Myers LP Gas, and you can save money by using propane for appliances, your furnace, even heating your pool. Myers LP Gas has the best prices in the area. Stop by on Highway 57, just 6 miles north of Washington, and get your grill tank filled for the summer. And if you're building a new home, see Myers LP Gas for your energy source. We'll set your tank for free. Give us a call at 254-6809 or 1-877-MYERS-20.
At Crane Credit Union, they understand the importance of managing your finances. Let them help you buy a home, purchase a new car, and save money by offering checking accounts with no minimum balance or monthly fees. Pay your bills, deposit checks, and make loan payments from your smartphone with their state-of-the-art free mobile app 24 hours a day. Crane Credit Union makes it easy to join for anyone who works or lives in 27 Indiana counties. They offer the same services as a big bank while keeping your money and trust local. Connect with Crane today at craneu.org. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ace's Restaurant in the Washington Country Club offers a delicious lunch and dinner menu 6 days a week. Hi, this is Daniel Cullen from Ace's. From our delicious age-certified Angus beef filet to bourbon salmon, wings, Monterey chicken, and so much more, the Ace's menu has something to satisfy everyone's taste buds. This Saturday night, come out and enjoy some live music. We have Damian Baker on the patio starting at 9 p.m. Come on in and see us at Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. Open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday.
Hi, I'm Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate Merchandisers in Washington. I started out as a secretary for Dan K. Myers back in 1970 and have enjoyed over 40 years in real estate. I purchased the business a few years ago and am proud to have some of the best realtors working with me daily at RE/MAX. We not only enjoy looking for a house, it's just so much fun to be able to help someone with one of the major decisions they make in their life and make sure it's the right one. The good Lord has been good to us, and we feel like our honesty and perseverance among all keeps us going strong.
Call Anna Lou today at RE/MAX Real Estate in Washington, 254-1973.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Brighten up your day with Chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
From food to fuel, Chuckles has you covered. Fast, clean, and easy. Your Chuckles store may look new, but we've been helping folks get on their way for over 40 years. We work hard every day to put a smile on your face with 100% guaranteed fuel and clean stores. Visit your neighborhood Chuckles today.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
It's halftime here at the Sports Complex for the Washington Hatchets lead. The Forest Park Rangers on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. First half score 6-0 in favor of the Hatchets. Money, you want to recap?
Goal.
That's
it's
it.
Just dominating performance by the Hatchets. Forest Park has no chance to even hope to set a goal up because the Hatchets are too quick, they're too skilled, and they're just smothering them right now. In a game like this, it's really difficult. Sometimes the tendencies get a little sloppy. They have so much time on the ball that there's a tendency to hold it, but I haven't really seen that with Washington. They're making their one or two touches, even three, and then they're releasing the ball and moving off of it. And I know that's what Coach Stahl wants. He wants that ball moving quick. It doesn't matter who your opponent is. You've got to develop the right habits for winning.
You got Serrano with two, Davis with two, Niehaus with one, and Revolario with one, the last there at the 3:32 mark. But Washington came out early. About 3 minutes in,
yeah,
to score that first one and never look back.
Really impressed with Niehaus's header. That was a power header from about 8 yards, and I mean he hit it with authority. Also, like Revolario's movement, running at players with the ball, that was good. Davis is setting players up. He's got a couple of goals himself, and Serrano looks to be the guy who hangs around the goal area looking to set up, but even he has a couple of assists. So that's a good feeling.
A clean game, a limited number of fouls. They all belong to Washington. No fouls whistled against Forest Park in that first half.
No, you could kind of tell in the first minute that Forest Park looks like a very young team. They're a very small team, and it could be a rebuilding year for them. Looks like it anyway. They don't have a lot of numbers over there on the bench, no varsity, no junior varsity. So it's going to be a tough season for them probably. But, you know, as a coach, you still have things you want the kids to learn. And it's just like the girls against Castle. You open up against a powerhouse, and you have to learn some things. You take your lumps, but it's a long season.
Let's take a two-minute timeout. It's halftime here at the Sports Complex. In boys high school soccer, Washington 6, Forest Park, nothing. You're listening to Hatchet Soccer on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is Steve Freddy with Freddy Energy in Washington. Kids in your neighborhood are returning to school and waiting for buses each morning and getting off the bus each afternoon. It also means there will be more traffic around town during these times. Please keep this in mind as you travel. Watch for the kids and the buses. Accidents happen every day when we least expect them. Please be careful. These children are the future of our community.
Freddy Energy in Washington, fueling your everyday life.
The Ram Truck Summer Clearance Event is heating up even more at the Washington Chrysler Center. Choose a Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab with savings up to $13,500, now priced at under $39,000. Deals like never before to make room for the new models coming in. With the pulling power of the Hemi engine, the Ram Truck will tow your camper or boat while you enjoy spacious comfort in the front, plus plenty of room for hauling in the bed. The Summer Clearance Event ends soon. Don't miss this great savings event now during the Summer Clearance Sale at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Welcome back to the Sports Complex. As Monty and I were just talking during the halftime break here, it's 6-0 in favor of the Hatchets. Monty, congratulations on a landmark. This marks Monty's 15th year calling Hatchet Soccer here on WAMW. Time flies when we're having fun, Monty.
It does, and we've had some really interesting games, haven't we?
I tell
conditions.
You, I think back to those runs deep in the tournament and spending some time with the team at the hotels in Evansville and Indianapolis, and we've watched a lot of good programs over the years, good teams come through the program over
we
the years.
We really have a lot of good kids, and it's always fun to watch. I'm involved with the rec side, so seeing some of these kids out here that I remember as 7 or 8 year olds, that's kind of a thrill for me. You have to be around a long time, Dwayne, so I have been. So, and it's nice to see them maturing as young men and women. And going on to other things.
Well, and, you know, let's talk. We got a little time here before the second half starts. Rec League is in full swing right now, right?
Well, we're taking sign-ups. That's correct. And we will through the end of April, through end of August. And play begins September 14th.
That'll be fall league, right?
Yeah. Fall. It's $50 player, $45 if you register online.
And you can start at any point in time. You may be 12 years old and decide,
yep,
hey, you just want to pick up soccer? Jump in.
That's right. That's right.
It's never too late to learn a new sport.
4 to 14.
Sign up, contact. Well, the website, the Washington Soccer Federation website, has all the information you'll ever need.
MyWSF.org.
It all starts building a program. You know, you're with soccer. I can say the same about baseball. I watched this group of sophomores now this year. We started with them when they were 4 years old. And last year, we saw a sectional championship, the first for Coach Steve Reed. And it's exciting to see when you're with a program and you see them at the young age and you know what you've got there. And I look forward to big things coming in the spring with the baseball team again this year, too.
Yeah, and that's what I see in this program. From the junior class down even into junior high, I see waves of players coming up. I mean, this is the beginning of a real run by Washington soccer, I believe. Maybe a rebuilding to the old glory days. I don't know. But I just know this, that the talent is better than it's ever been coming up.
The purist will argue the whole class thing, Monty, but it is what it is. You play it, whatever class you're dealt. You play the hand, the card you're dealt, and you go with it.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And now three classes, which for those not familiar with why that happens, it's because of the popularity of soccer. When you started, you only needed one class. Very, very few schools actually to begin had soccer
yes.
programs, and now almost all have some form of a program now.
They do. Only the few out in the unconnected urban areas don't have it. We will be moving to two new sectional sites this year. If I get these right, the boys are going to Princeton, the girls are going to Gibson Southern. So that's a change.
We'll find some place to eat along the way, won't we?
I got a few places.
Second half action just moments away here at the Sports Complex. Washington in control. 6-0 on the Anor Home Center scoreboard. Hatchets will be left to right on your radio dial for this second half. And Forest Park will start with the ball. Game coverage tonight presented by the Prescription Shop. They are your hometown pharmacy located on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, fast, convenient, always open. Brighten up your day with a trip to Chuckles.
Well, I know that Forest Park is looking to, their coach probably is looking for small victories, such as making stringing a few passes along, working through midfield, making a few runs. They had a few in the first half. They didn't amount to much, but they did have a few runs, got in behind the hatchet backs. No shots on goal that I remember. Maybe one?
One. I think they did have one. Bryce Browning was able to punch it up over the net. That was the only real threat, and it wasn't much of one.
Ball's put back into play. Forest Park is trying to improve on their short game. There's a foul on Forest Park.
First foul in the game was
yeah.
against the Rangers.
I don't know. All right, it's going to be a free kick for the Hatchets.
And free kick right to middle of the field for the Forest Park Rangers as they try to get it out of harm's way, but no luck. As the Hatchets make another bit of a run, Monty, we just received some information from one of the side judges, I understand.
Well, it's a secret.
Oh, okay.
Here's
Sorry.
A ball rolling to Brown. No, actually, as is accustomed, when it looks like it's a one-sided game, you let the clock run. Normally the clock stops on a goal. He's saying let it run. So it's, you know.
So this second half will move rather quickly for those of you at home as Washington leads 6-0 over the Forest Park Rangers. And both coaches agree to that.
Yeah, I've been there before.
Yeah.
So.
We were talking about, you know, in baseball, I know I use a lot of baseball references. That's kind of my sport, as you know. They do have a 10-run rule after 5 innings, and you said there was talk at one time of maybe doing something like that with soccer. But
there's a ball, one nice 1-2, turned by Revolario with the shot. It's right over the bar.
This would be kind of the equivalent, the running clock, I guess you would say.
It's been proposed, and you know the ITSA has to study everything for – couple of years, but
they had time to study the uniform change, where the home team is now black, dark uniforms, and the
outcry of colorblind people. That's all I can say.
Tonight's game coverage presented by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated, and the Washington Chrysler Center, your 5-star dealer in downtown Washington. I'll tell you, soccer fans, this team is looking sharp in their opener against the Forest Park Rangers. There's a lot of soccer left throughout the season, but come out and support these guys. Grab a seat here. A beautiful facility. You got two more in a row. Actually, you got a whole day coming up Saturday with the Hatchet Classic, and then Vincennes Lincoln will be in town on Tuesday. Doesn't matter what sport. Anytime you face Vincennes with Washington, one of the oldest rivalries in the state, it's always a good matchup.
I'll repeat that the preseason poll had Washington at number 6 and 2A. Soccer, modern day is 4th, which is on the Hatchet schedule, and number 1 Memorial is also on boys' schedule. So they're gonna get a taste of the upper level. 6-0 is our score.
And that
4 minutes in the second
sectional,
half.
Monty, mm-hmm. That Princeton sectional. Some of the teams we'll see there. I'm putting you on the spot.
I looked right at them, Dwayne. It'll be teams like Gibson Southern, Pike Central, Vincennes, Washington,
in Princeton.
Yeah, there's another one. There's six of them. Yeah, Princeton.
And, you know, one of the teams that stands out when you mention those teams is Pike Central. Like, we saw what they put together last year. The Chargers have really had a resurgence in their soccer program.
Now, they lost heavily in graduation, but they do have a youth program that feeds them, and, hey, they did have some good success. Ball's action right here in front of us. Now the ball's played over the top. The goalkeeper comes out and bangs it out, but there is Hill to intercept. Hill's tracking the ball and fouls a Ranger, and it's a whistle as a result.
35 minutes left to go. I don't know if we'll need the lights on or not for this one, Monty. I think we're going to get this one in before darkness takes over.
Don't they generate heat?
Tonight's game coverage presented by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store. And by the Washington Chrysler Center. Ram Truck Summer Clearance Event in full swing. Boy, I've got one out there tonight, Monty. The 2018 dealer trade black sharp Ram truck. $13,500 in rebates.
Ooh.
You need one of these, Monty. I could see you behind the wheel of one of these. Several to choose from. Summer clearance event at the Washington Chrysler Center.
Serrano breaking into the middle. Oh, it's a 50-50 ball at the goalkeeper. Serrano got there first, and now he's caught in the net just about. But the goalkeeper managed to rebound. There's a ball headed out.
Back immediately.
It's hard to defeat speed. There's a quick shot. Oh, what a beautiful shot. Coming about 25 yards out. I believe that was Serrano, wasn't it? That
number
turn.
10 for the Hatchets put that one through. Daniel
Cardona.
And that was just a rocket.
Yeah, it was a quick turn. Put a right foot. Was it right or left?
Right.
And a cracker into the right net.
So 33 minutes left, 7-0. Now the Hatchets get their first score of the second half in control over Forest Park at the Sports Complex. I want to thank our sponsors, your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova, WTHI, TV10, coverage you can count on, the Donaldson Insurance Agency, with us, your number one, and Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life.
That was a nice turn by Esteban Becerra.
Chris Revolario didn't get much on that one. Squibber right to the goalkeeper.
Once more, the Hatchets making some nice passes here at midfield. Now breaking inside on the left. Ball's by Davis, plays the ball inside. Now he takes a shot, and it's...
No good. Just wide left.
Just wide left.
Good look at it, though. Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. McDonald's Restaurant of Washington. Join the team at McDonald's. Just had a couple of cheeseburgers from there for lunch today. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 North of Washington. Steve and Clara Myers, proud to support the Hatchets.
Becerra over to Niehaus. It's a little bit of a back-and-forth battle here at midfield. You know, Dwayne, we were talking at halftime about the new video rule in college division. Well, here's a breakthrough by Acrease. He fires a shot, and it's just off the goal.
Mm.
Wow. Close. Thought that was bouncing in. It just rolled wide right.
Very close.
And Division One games are going to be videoed with the video assistant referee is available. Remember in World Cup. If you ever watched World Cup, Dwayne.
Yes, I did. I watched it. I got some of it.
All right. And then you are aware of the VAR.
Sure would have liked to have seen a United States team in that action, though.
Oh, nice shot. Crease with a goal.
That was Jacob Davis.
Davis.
On that one. Straight in, unassisted. Hit the top of the net. 8-0 now in favor of the Hatchets. As Washington builds on that lead.
The beat goes on.
31 minutes left to play. The ceremonies at the World Cup and the whole build-up and just the atmosphere around there. The fans are into that, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. U.S. was really disappointing. I mean, you can't beat Costa Rica. You lose 4-0. Get out of here. They didn't deserve it. But the coaching changed, and I have to say, instead of the old guard, he has thrown them all out. He's got young players. A lot of these players play professionally in Europe, and I've only seen them a couple of times, and they're basically meaningless games, but they did show a lot of promise. There's a high kick. Call on Washington. Beat Cardona.
30 minutes remaining. Washington 8. Forest Park nothing here at the Sports Con. Boys soccer tonight on WAMW FM Washington.
It's a ball played back to the goalkeeper, Browning, and he pounds it to midfield, but it runs off the sideline. It'll be a throw in for Forest Park. We're just under 30 minutes left in this game. Hatchets up 8-0, and they've had their way with it.
Big thanks to Boyd Green, always proud to be a part of Hatchet Athletics. Also, Ace's Restaurant inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. Talk to Daniel today. Look for some new menu items coming to Ace's. Great place to host a business meeting or enjoy a great family dinner. Ace's Restaurant, offering great lunch and dinner specials 6 days a week.
Niehaus down here working with... There's a foul on Forest Park. Number two.
We'll see about the weather tomorrow night. It may be a wet football game, too. I think the
are they calling for
chance for rain is still there tomorrow. Hatchet's opening Hatchet Hollow against Boonville. It's always a tough opening game because Boonville is a strong football program.
Yes, they are. I know that in the preseason Evansville Courier outlook, they felt like Boonville possibly could give Jasper a run.
7:45 airtime tomorrow night to kick off at 8 p.m. And again, be sure to tailgate with us at the main entrance. We'll have Noble Roman's Pizza and soft drinks for you starting at 6:30 tomorrow night. Twenty-eight minutes on the clock. 8-0. Hatchet's lead. Few out there in the cheap seats, I see, Monty.
Well, now that the sun is covered up, it's pretty pleasant out there, really. There's a header. Going to be a Ranger throw-in. Rangers have a very nice soccer field down at their new middle school. I used to play in the old, what was originally designed for a football field. I played on it with my adult team. It was not the finest field I've ever seen. There's a breakthrough. There's Davis. He's got it.
Boy, oh boy.
Smooth as silk.
9-0 now. Jacob Davis with another goal. I think that's his fourth.
Yes.
And a full new team coming out now for the Hatchets as Coach Evan Stahl empties the bench.
Yep. Even goalkeeper. That's the exchange student. I'll need a little help on this last name. Anders Skelstad. Skelstad. Okay. I'm going to give him his due credit, just in case his parents are listening.
We're always streaming online, WAMWAMFM.com. If you can't make it to the game and out of earshot of the radio signal, tune us in online. All of our games are available for download. If you would like to keep a copy, you can burn it to CD and have your own at WAMWAMFM.com. We try to make it exciting, sometimes easier said than done. 9-0 tonight as the Hatchets have controlled this one from the starting gate.
Well, I'd rather be on this side
Very true.
Than the other side.
Very true. 26 minutes to play.
Let's get a good chance to see this second line, see what they can do against Forest Park. Try to get all these new players named here. See, Berkeley McCarthy is in at midfield. Garrett Allen. There's the ball loose. There's a quick shot. Oh, it's wide right. That was Noah Durnell, I think. Boy, Noah's really been active up front. Approaching the 25-minute mark, it's 9-0. Hatchet's well in control, but they just subbed all their starters off, and these reserves who don't get haven't seen action yet are getting their taste of varsity play. This is a really deep junior class. I mean, better than half of the players on the roster are juniors. Ball played up the left side. Jairo Sanchez. There's a quick shot over the top.
Our next boys broadcast will be Tuesday night, September 11th, as the Hatchets will host Gibson Southern, a possible sectional opponent. Then we have our girls coverage starting on Wednesday, September 12th. So back-to-back doubleheader coming up September 11th and 12th for Hatchet Soccer.
The ball played out here wide to Zane Perdue. Zane now plays the ball in behind the backs over here to McCarthy. McCarthy tries to cross the ball, can't do it, but Melton recovers and fires a wild shot over the top.
24 minutes to play. Some subs now in for Forest Park.
That's all they have. They cleared the bench.
Tonight's game coverage presented by McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and the Kingpin Restaurant. Sign up for Kingpin Fall Bowling Leagues starting this week. Gill Funeral Home, serving our community since 1872.
There's Jairo Sanchez, who was a starting left back, and now he's... Jairo told me 3 years ago when he was playing for me in the rec leagues that he was really a forward at heart, and I didn't believe him. So he's convinced coach now to give him a shot up front. So it's a good kid.
23 minutes left.
You don't see a whole lot of let up, do you, in the second team pressure? I mean, the ball is still continually going to Forest Park goal. The ball played up on the left side. Still alive. Now the ball is brought back to the middle. Oh, there's a nice touch. Down here, banging around. Oh, no.
Almost.
Dive! A dive by the goalkeeper.
Almost
back tried to clear it. It hit off of another player, another Forest Park player, and then was rolling into their own goal, and he made a diving save on it.
I tell you, Monty, there is a good crowd of Hatchet fans here tonight for the home opener.
Is.
Forest Park has brought some faithful fans, too, tonight from Dubois County. 9-0 if you're just joining us. Washington leading, 22 minutes to play in this contest here at the Sports Complex. Hayes and Dent Law Office in Washington, Tim Dant, one of our proud sponsors tonight. Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of your Washington Hatchets. Boy, another thing to contend with on a hot, humid night after a rain, the bugs. And they are massive up here tonight, just driving me insane.
What did you have to eat before
I don't know. Coming from the marshes down there.
Yeah, really.
The fence row.
Big ones.
But, you know, the wet field hasn't really played much into this game at all.
So Just a couple of times, but no, it certainly will not affect the outcome of this game. There's Becerra making a nice run up that left side. That's about a 30, 40-yard run. Now he plays the ball inside right here to Durnell, who one-times it, but it's just wide left.
Just missed it. Nice run, though. Good combination there. You know the new awnings at the benches for both the home visiting team. Keeps the rain away, sure, but also nice shade spot. Keeps the sun away in this instance tonight.
It will on Saturday, maybe.
Not so much
right
today.
Right now, it's right in their eyes. All right, ball again. The pressure is on Forest Park goal. Wave after wave of hats. It's McCarthy fires a shot.
Whew. That's a nice move by Burke there.
But it will be a corner, I believe.
Halfway through this second half with 20 minutes remaining. Washington 9, Forest Park nothing. Dwayne Schenck with Monty Critchlow from the Sports Complex tonight.
Here's the kick up high. It's going to be a goal kick coming out. Well, we're under 20 to go, and nothing's really changed since the opening.
I guess we can talk a little about the Cubs holding on to that number one spot in the NL Central, Monty.
I'd like to talk about the Reds. I'd like to, but there's not much to talk about.
You know, they had a little resurgence
they
for
did.
A while.
They did.
The Cubs couldn't take them down. They were pesky when they faced the Cubs this year.
And, you know, they're not getting blown out as much as they were last year.
No,
I mean,
they
picked
they
up
really
some
know.
Players.
Of course, you can follow the Reds on the General, 95.9, and the Cubs on 103.1, two of our DLC media radio stations.
Zane Perdue out wide.
We'll have the Fall Classic before you know it, Monty, the old World Series.
Whew.
Just around the corner.
Short year.
It seemed like this was a quick turnaround from the end of baseball season in the spring to the start of this game here tonight.
Some nice passing by the Hatchets. Here's Perdue with the shot. Oh, it's a cracker, but it's right on the hands of the goalkeeper.
Nice run at it. Good look. They're going to take another shot at it.
Carthy trying to work it through. Can't quite do it. Rolls back. That was a blistering shot. Here's a ball over the top. It's a race for the ball. Looks like Forest Park player is going to get to it first. He's holding it. Trying to make a turn, but there's an anonymous 21 that we don't have on our roster. He must be a JV player that's...
Who is it?
Two? Friday two. Promising back, by the way.
Yeah, he played some nice defense there.
There's some more. Brings the ball outside for Washington. Perdue drops the ball into Roach. Roach now looking to play the ball over the top. He does out here wide right. It's not a through ball, but it's wide. Melton, with gaining control, lays the ball inside looking for Perdue. Can't find him. Ball is not cleared. Washington still has a wide right. Roach with a nice turn. McCarthy comes over to join the party. A lot of lateral passes, but not much moving at the goal, and now Forest Park. It's just wave after wave of hatchets. They're really swarming all over him. Here's a quick shot. It's right on the goalkeeper's hand, though.
He's had several nice saves tonight.
Self-defense, it looks like.
Zach Wall is the goalkeeper for the Rangers.
Ball's coming out. It'll be a Washington throw.
Garrett Allen in the lineup for Washington.
Nice throw, Garrett. It's a good one. Durnell trying to find a through ball. Can't do it. There's Esteban Becerra up to play the ball. Forest Park banging the ball back into Hatchet territory. Still loose. Here's a breakthrough by Forest Park. It's one-on-one with the keeper. It's a sliding save. And it's knocked back. Hatchets get plenty of defenders back.
Well, that was a threatening shot there by the Rangers.
Good instinct by the goalkeeper, though.
Had their shutout in danger. 16-minute mark, 9-0 Washington. Substitution coming in now for the Hatchets.
Sanchez takes a break. Barco is in. There's a ball played up here to Durnell. Durnell makes a one-time touch to Matt Haycock. Max still on the ball. Now he lays the ball through to Durnell. Durnell cuts the ball inside. He's going to have a shot. It's a goal.
Noah Durnell punches it in, and it's Washington 10. Forest Park nothing. 15.5 minutes left to go here at the Sports Complex. The Hatchet's going to open 1-0. Again, with the Hatchet Classic coming up on Saturday. 9:15. It's JV and varsity action. And, Monty, did they play on more than one field? I'm sure they probably do.
Yes, they use both fields.
15 minutes to go. The ball is at midfield. There's the whistle. And the Rangers kick it back into play. Glad you could join us tonight. We'll follow select Hatchet boys and girls soccer games throughout the regular season here on WAMW. And, of course, the postseason, which begins that first week in October.
When the air's cool, right? Somewhat?
That's right. The sponsors make it happen. You've heard me mention them throughout the night. If you're out and about and you see any of these sponsors, be sure to tell them thanks. Giving you the best seat in the house on your recliner at home and tuning in to yours truly and Monty here on WAMW.
As a point of reference, Memorial is still a 2A club. Every 2 years they redesignate, and of course they have this system where if you advance in the tournament, there's so many points. If you win the state, then you're bumped up. Well,
right.
That's only on a 2-year cycle, So they will still be in our regional.
And they are, they got to be on the cusp, don't they?
Well, they lost a lot of players, but Memorial will always be Memorial. I mean,
as far as the enrollment goes.
Yeah.
I'd say they've got to be close. They're 3A in basketball, I know that for sure. And I think they're a class up from us in football.
Football.
Or no. I think they play in our same class in football. Take that back. 13 minutes to go. 10-0. Washington leads over Forest Park.
You know, these reserves are
playing well.
Yeah, they're not quite the quick or the ball skill, but they're moving the ball nicely. They're looking for each other and developing the necessary skills that they're going to need to play at the varsity level. There's a poke up the middle. Durnell giving chase. It's cleared out by Forest Park. It's going to be a hatchet throw with under 13 to go.
Tune in for the Saturday cruise. Saturday night, 4 to 8 p.m. here on WAMW. Great cruise and music. As you enjoy your weekend.
Is September not the busiest month of the year?
It really is. Turkey Trot time is just around the corner. September 6th through the 9th for this year's Turkey Trot Festival at the Montgomery Ruitton Park. Two big names in country music entertainment with High Valley and Tracy Lawrence. We've got the truck and tractor pulls on Thursday night, bigger and better than ever. Big boys are back on that Thursday night pool. And then, of course, you've got mud volleyball, turkey racing. Those are staples, always there year in and year out. And your admission to the festival includes a free carnival again this year. So you don't have to buy one of those pesky ride bracelets once you're on the grounds. The rides are free. Season tickets on sale at all area banks, Montgomery businesses, Chamber of Commerce office, or at MontgomeryTurkeyTrot.com. $40 for all 4 days. That's the best way to go to save money and enjoy a family, fun-filled weekend.
Long ball up to Noah Durnell. One-on-one out wide right, or left rather. Noah's still holding it, trying to turn the corner. He's one-on-one battling. Now he fires a quick shot. The ball has popped in the air. The goalkeeper's got his hands on it.
He's looked impressive tonight, Noah.
Yeah, really it is.
Nice run there again. While we talk about the turkey trot, you talk about the busy month of September. That same weekend also happens to be the White River Valley Antique Show.
Right.
Which draws thousands, and I mean thousands, to the Davies County Fairgrounds. It is unbelievable and such a neat event.
And then comes 20th Century
Car Fest. In. The weekend after, it'll be the 15th and 16th, I believe, this year. Yes, 15th and 16th. And, of course, we are your official Car Fest and Cruise In radio station. Memories 107.9. We'll have live coverage of the cruise and updates from the park all weekend long. I got the 1972 Monte Carlo all ready to go, Monty. Purdue with a nice run here.
Yes. Drops the ball back. Hatchett can't do much with it. A lot of Forest Park players back there packed in. They're probably a little tired right now chasing varsity. Now these young guys come on and they're giving high energy runs. Ball played out here, Purdue. One times it right in. Can't quite find the goal. It goes off for a goal kick.
9.5 minutes to play. 10-0, Hatchett's lead over Forest Park.
Just looking down the road, the draw for the tournament will be on September 22nd, which is a Sunday. So I presume if we get that information, the radio station, we can get that on the air too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. On air and online. And be sure to follow us on Facebook. Look for Memories, WAMWFM on Facebook. We always post happenings around town, our latest news, and what's going on at the station. And, of course, information such as the soccer pairings when they're released. Be sure to like us on Facebook. The website is also a great place to go for all the information you need at WAMWAMFM.com, streaming 24 hours a day. And we got some big news for our 4-Star Country listeners on the General 95.9. 4-Star Country will soon be heard on a third spot on the dial, 101.3 FM. Thanks to Helena Agra Enterprises, they have lent us some tower space to put up yet a third signal for your 4-Star Country station.
There's a ball inside. Quick shot. Wide right. I was at the Hatchett goal. So I have to give that a shot. Only the third for Forest Park of the night.
95.9 FM, 101.3 FM, and AM 1580 now.
There's a bunch of them.
4-Star Country, the General. 7:45 left to play.
I was going to mention that, let's see, it's in 2 weeks. Yeah, 2 weeks, Hoosier Cup comes along. Now, you fans have never been to Hoosier Cup, it's kind of fun.
Karst Park, is that what it's
called? Yeah, Karst Park, beautiful fields. You go, you play a game on Friday evening, and you just walk around. I mean, the fields are back-to-back, so you walk around and see teams from multiple states. And then Saturday, there's two games played, usually in about 100 degrees. Or that's what it feels like. And the winner are there's a shot right over the top of the goal from Forest Park, and it looked to me like that one should have gone in, but it just sailed over the bar. Wow, that was close. That would not have made Coach happy at all.
Shutout still intact right now, 10-0, 6:50 to play. Yeah, there's some great soccer up there that weekend, and it's a busy weekend.
And then the Adidas Cup Classic, Metro Metropolitan Adidas Cup Classic at IU. IU plays Friday night and Sunday evening, and they're always top-ranked teams. And Indiana is ranked high. Of course, they were in the college finals, lost in overtime, penalty kicks. Hatz is playing the ball right in front. There's a shot. It's in.
Chris Revillario found the goal, found the net, and put it through. Washington now up 11-0 with 6 minutes to play here at the Sports Complex. They scored six in the first half, added five more in the second half, and Forest Park just hasn't been able to find the answer. It's
well,
all Washington here tonight.
Well, in case you're wondering, this is one powerful Washington team running up against a fairly weak Forest Park team.
Rebuilding team.
Yeah, it is.
Numbers down a little bit. There's no JV team for the Rangers, so give them a lot of credit, though. They've played, some of these players have played the entire game here and still fighting.
Zane Perdue out here.
Five.
Plays it into Berkeley McCarthy.
And a half minutes to go.
Slip on the field. Burke trying to make a run up the middle, fighting off players, fires a shot,
ooh,
but is smothered by a Ranger.
Had a good look there, just last minute help from one of the defenders from Forest Park, punched it out.
It's going to be a corner kick. Nobody's coming out from Forest Park. It looks like it may be a short corner. Nope, he drills it right to the middle of the field. There's something the referee saw. We're under 5 minutes to go. Foul on Washington coming out.
Clock continues to move now. Again, 4:43 to play. Our next soccer broadcast coming up September 11th for the boys. Gibson Southern will be in town. September 12th, we've got the first girls game. Tuesday and Wednesday doubleheader.
Nice work by the reserves here. Everybody's sharing the ball. The ball's down into Forest Park goal area. Still holding it. Hatz is still trying to work it around. Still holding. Now here's a shot. It's wide right. Going to be a goal kick coming out. We're at the four-minute mark of this game. Hatz is dominating with 11-0 lead. Not much more you can say about it than repeat the score, but there'll be more opponents and tougher opponents down the way, and we've got to get ready for them. This is season opener for both clubs. Ball outside on the left. Knocked back midfield. See what you mean about the flies, Dwayne. They're starting to come over to my side now. I wish you'd have kept them over there. Ball played now back to Forest Park. Oh, there's an offside. Take your choice. Referee doesn't see it. What is he doing? Did not blow his whistle. He let the play continue. Forest Park finally scored, but there was an offside call well up the field, and the ball is brought back. No goal. Going to be Hatchet kick coming out near midfield. 2:46 left. 11-0 Hatchet's ball played wide up here right to Perdue. He one times it inside. There's a shot. Oh, that's a nice shot. It's a goal. That was Brock Melton. Wide open. Top of the box. 23 out. He just crams it home. So the score goes up to 12-0. 2:20 left in this game. Clock continues to run. And Forest Park resumes. I know they'd like to get a goal out of this. But so far they haven't shown much signs of doing that. Berkeley McCarthy with a nice play. Ball's chipped up high in the air. Well, there's a nice ball through. Forest Park touches it inside. It's wide open. It's a shot on goal, and that goal is in. That ball's in. I guess you could say a little lack of aggression in the back. The ball was flicked over the top, and it was a one-on-one with the keeper, and that's usually going to result in a goal. So
Forest Park does get their first goal of the game, so the shutout is no longer intact. 12-1 now.
That goal was Hunter Helming. He's a junior, and Hunter showed some real speed on that. He's shown speed all day long. He just hasn't had many people to work with up there. 12-1 now.
We're approaching the final minute here at the sports complex. Again, the Hatchets are going to open with a big win. 1-0 in the young season. The Hatchet Classic coming up on Saturday back here at the sports complex. Final seconds ticking off the clock. Our post-game show coming up, presented by Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent, and Sterling & Company Professional Corporation, downtown Washington. We'll name our Freddie Energy High Energy Player of the Game, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, and the overall MVP from Annalou Chapman, your REMAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. That's coming up on the Hatchet post-game report. Final 15 seconds coming off the clock now. Washington 12, Forest Park 1. The ball just kind of back and forth here in the final seconds. And there's the final buzzer. This one belongs to the Hatchets. 12-1, an opening win for Coach Evan Stahl and the Hatchet boys soccer team. They'll start at 1-0 again with the Hatchet Classic coming up here at home on Saturday. We'll see if we get a chance to visit with Coach Stahl in the postgame. We'll recap the scoring, and we'll hand out the postgame awards as well. But first, our final timeout. You're listening to Hatchet Soccer on your home for the Hatchets, WAMW.
What does your morning sound like?
Morning, Al.
Next stop, 32nd Street.
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get an Egg McMuffin, please?
Here's to making your morning routine a little better with a delicious breakfast from McDonald's.
Mix and match two of your favorites at McDonald's for only $3.50, like a sausage McMuffin with egg and a sweet tea. And participate in McDonald's for a limited time. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
The Ford 2018 model year sales event is going on right now at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. New 19s are arriving daily, so the 18s have to go. Get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 in cash on a 2018 Ford Explorer, Escape, and an Edge. Plus, no payments for 90 days. The deals are hot, hot, hot at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
See dealer for details.
All right, Monty, let's recap the goals for the Hatchets here tonight. Several of them to talk about. 12-1, our final. Washington opens with a win.
Yeah, they came in baskets. Serrano broke the scoring up with two goals. Then it was Jacob Davis' turn with two back-to-back. And then Niehaus with that cracker of a header. And Revolario finished one out at 3 minutes to go in the first half. Second half, Cardona started off with a sizzler. Davis with two more. Durnell with a goal. Revolario came back on to score, and then Melton finished it off at the end. So it was a really all-around attack. I don't think that probably the coach necessarily would know who that this was that good of a competition, but nonetheless, it was a season opener, and his team executed well. Coach?
It's a win.
It's
one,
a win.
1-0. Coach Evan Stahl joins us now in the press box, and 12-1. You didn't preserve that shutout, Coach, late in the game. They got one through.
No, I'm not real happy about that. We'll look at the film and see what happened there. But overall, good performance. It's always good to start the season off with a win, especially a big win, and get some confidence. So, like I said, we'll look at the film tomorrow, see what we need to work on, and be ready for Saturday.
I know you were wondering whether to go with three or four backs. Did you get any clues out of this game?
Well, if you notice, we played four backs the whole time. I wasn't real happy with our a line across the back. When Niehaus would step forward, our wing backs kind of stayed behind, and we can't have that. So I thought we needed to work on it. We've been playing with three backs most of the summer, so I thought let's just stick with it for today. Work on it. We need to get that down before we start switching between the two. So we just stuck with the four backs tonight.
How did you like the execution in the attacking third? Did you feel like you were crisp enough at this point in the season?
I mean, for the first game, yeah. Yep. For the first game, definitely. I think we were way ahead of where we were last year. I think we probably should have had, what, it was six at half? We probably should have had seven, eight, maybe nine. But I think we had 12 shots on goal, six in, 50%. We'll take that for the first game.
Sounds good. I was really impressed with Niehaus's header. He climbed the ladder and he hit that thing with a lot of force.
Yeah, we have a team, not just Niehaus, but he is probably the most athletic. We have a team that should score. I think we should score at least one free kick a game. And we work on it. We're going to keep working on it. And it's a weapon. It's almost like, you remember Drew Stryker. It reminds me of a little bit of Drew Stryker, not quite as tall, but it's a weapon that we need to utilize and we're going to utilize.
That's nice drawing a name from the past. You must be an old guy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, congratulations, Coach. I know that Forest Park is rebuilding their young team. They don't have a lot of numbers, don't have a JV, but this is your opener, and I know that you measure your success by, from this point moving forward, who are you looking forward to down the road? I know you've got Lincoln next.
We have the Hatchet Classic, so it should be good. We play Terre Haute North first game, and we're changing the format a little bit this year. We're going to have the winners play each other. It used to be we just had paired them up, played. So Terre Haute North first, Emsville North and Bloomington North play each other, and so the winners will play. So I think it should be four solid teams, should be some good competition. It should be an exciting day on Saturday.
What times are the games?
JV games start at 9:15, so it's 9:15, 11:15 for varsities, and then 2:15, 4:15 will be the championship games.
Okay, very good. Well, hopefully folks will come out because this is some really high-level competition.
Yeah.
And I know that's what you're looking for. You want to cut your teeth on some real
definitely.
Tournament
we,
teams.
I'm really trying to get high quality opponents throughout the schedule, you know, not just at Hoosier Cup or the Hatchet Classic, but throughout. But then this is going to be a great start for us. We'll build off tonight and we'll look to see what we can do on Saturday.
Okay, one more question. Caleb Tabor left with an ankle injury, I think.
I think he just tweaked his knee a little bit. He got stuck on that shot. Just being precautious. Okay. First game, no reason to risk it.
Very good. Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to your team. Congratulations.
Thanks, Coach. Congratulations. Again, the Hatchets win it tonight 12-1 and move to 1-0 on the young season with the Hatchet Classic coming up on Saturday and some great competition back here at the Sports Complex. Let's take our final timeout and wrap it up right after this here on WAMW.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Business owners, do you feel like you're spending more time on bookwork and less time tending to other important business matters? I'm Elisha Sterling, a CPA with Sterling & Company in Washington. Our full-service professional accounting and consulting firm can help save you time and money by relieving many of the complexities of today's business operations. We assist business owners with payroll, accounts payable, bookkeeping, consulting, and tax compliance issues. Please call us for a no-obligation appointment. Sterling & Company in downtown Washington, 812-254-1138.
I'm John Newton from the Donaldson Agency in Washington. You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there is a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from the Auto Owners Insurance Company is a way to safeguard your loved ones and in the future. See us today at the Donaldson Agency in Washington for a secure policy to protect their tomorrows. Call 812-254-4668.
Back for a final time at the Sports Complex. Washington boys soccer open season with a big win over Forest Park here at home 12-1. Our final score on the A&R Home Center scoreboard. And the only thing we have left to do, Monty, is to hand out the postgame hardware. We're going to start first with the Freddie Energy, high-energy player of the game.
Well, he was involved in almost every scoring play. Chris Revolario was active all over the field, and I know that's what Coach wants him at midfield. He wants him collecting the ball and then running at D's and delivering the ball. He even got in on the scoring the 11th goal out of 12. So Chris is a high energy in my mind.
Chris Revolario, congratulations. Our Fretting Energy, high energy player of the game. The Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game is brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal.
Well, we both like Noah Durnal, and Noah doesn't see a lot of action up front. He's a big kid, but, you know, he worked the ball free several times and got some good shots and even got in on the scoring in second half. So I really like the way he stayed in there and battled for the ball.
I agree with you. Noah Durnal had an excellent outing tonight. Congratulations to Noah, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Finally, our overall MVP honors presented by Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker, and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. And we just got to go with the big scorer tonight, Monty. I tell you, he was just punching him through like it was his business this evening.
Well, Jacob Davis seemed like he had a magnet attracting the ball, and he was all over the place. He finished with four goals. And, you know, when somebody hits four homers in a game, you're not going to question who's the MVP. So Jacob earned it.
Jacob Davis is our overall MVP tonight, presented by Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast of Washington Hatchet Soccer. An exciting season still to come. Get out and support these guys as we're going to have a nice run with this team. I like the makeup of this team. You know, I just like the way things are looking early on for Hatchet Soccer.
I'm looking forward to a deep tournament run from this team. I really believe they'll come together. They've got a nice attitude among the team. They're helping each other. They're working together. They'll grow over the season and be ready to step into that tournament play.
Again, our next Hatchet Boys broadcast will be on September 11th as Gibson Southern will be in town. But don't forget, there's plenty of soccer between now and then as the boys will host the Hatchet Classic coming up Saturday beginning at 9:15 with some excellent competition coming in here at the Sports Complex. For Monty Critchlow and our studio producer Renee Lyle back at home base, this is Dwayne Shake reminding you the final from the Sports Complex. The Washington Hatchets open at 1-0 with a 12-1 decision over the Forest Park Rangers. Good night, so long from Washington.
This concludes our broadcast of Washington Hatchet Sports on Memories, 107.9 WAMW-FM Washington, and worldwide from WAMW-AMFM.com. This broadcast sponsored by
John Gear, your shelter insurance agent in Washington. The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores. Thompson Insurance, treating you the way you want to be treated. The Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer. And our home center, more than just a hardware store. Bill Dobson Ford, a Dobson deal is a better deal. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10 WTHI. Your Edward Jones Financial Advisors, Sarah Browning, Doug Bubalo, and Scott Cordova. The Donaldson Insurance Agency, with them your number one. Freddie Energy, fueling your everyday life. McDonald's of Washington. Apply today to join the winning team at McDonald's. Myers LP Gas, Highway 57 north of Washington. Ace's Restaurant, inside the Washington Country Club on Bedford Road. McAllister Machinery, your Caterpillar dealer in Washington. The Kingpin Bowling Center and Kingpin Restaurant on State Street in Washington. The Gill Funeral Home, serving the community since 1872. Pepsi Beverages Company, the official soft drink of the Washington Hatchets. The Hayes and Dant Law Office in Washington. The Crane Federal Credit Union, banking on a Hatchet victory. The Ed Lee Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. Kyle Cornelius, your Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent in Washington. Sterling & Company Professional Corporation on Main Street in Washington. Anna Lou Chapman, your RE/MAX real estate broker in Washington. Boyd Grain and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington.
Visit WAMWAMFM.com and download or listen to a digital copy of this game.